Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once again to Food for the Journey. This is going to be a busy program because not only do we look to the readings for this Sunday, which is the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, but tomorrow we celebrate the great feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. So before I look to the readings for this Sunday, I want to look, first of all, at some comments of the Pope's on the Blessed Mother. As you prepare for tomorrow's feast, that you ponder these thoughts. Let me just share them with you. Pope Benedict wrote that precisely because Mary is with God and in God, she is very close to each one of us. Because Mary is with God and in God, she is very close to each one of us. While she lived on this earth, she could only be close to a few people. But being in God now, who is actually within all of us, Mary shares in this closeness of God. Mary shares in this closeness of God. Our Lady knows our hearts, can hear our prayers, can help us with her motherly kindness. She always listens to us. And being mother of the Son, participates in the power of the Son and in his goodness. We can always entrust the whole of our lives to this mother. Ponder that. John Paul said, "The Blessed Mother's birth into heaven generates in us a never new capacity to await God's future." The Blessed Mother's birth into heaven, the Assumption, generates in us a never new capacity to await God's future. She was taken up into heaven. What she has received is there for us. It gives us greater hope of what awaits us if we truly follow him. St. Ambrose said, "Mary lifted herself up to such lofty heights of heaven that the Word reached down from the highest pinnacle of heaven and took her in." In other words, her heart, her soul was so united with God that, in a sense, it was very easy for the Word to simply, the Word of God, God himself, to reach down and draw her in because she lived so intimately united with God. We can, by the power of the Holy Spirit, sinful though we are, we can come, even in this life, into close communion with God. Ask the Blessed Mother to help you. She will do it. Now we take a look at the readings for this Sunday, August 16th, the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. "Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the heights out over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, she says, 'Come, eat of my food, drink of the wine that I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding.'" Here in this book of Proverbs, we have wisdom in a certain sense personified, and it is. Christ is the fullness of wisdom. The Holy Spirit imparts these gifts to us into our imperfect nature, but he is the source of wisdom. And brothers and sisters, by reading the Word of God, by seeking God, by following his commandments, we come more and more, so to speak, in tune with how God thinks and what God's motives are for the things he does, what God's priorities are. And the more that we can do that, the more that we can yield ourselves to God's way of thinking and God's priorities, the wiser we become. It's really true. So we have here, in a sense, wisdom personified. She has built her house. She has set up her seven columns, perfect number. She's dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. Wisdom offers us a banquet to enter into the very mind and the heart and the spirit of God as we learn his priorities and take them on, as we look at his agenda and see what's most important to him. as we see how he relates to other people and what he considers as most important. As we do that, we take on his way of thinking and we become wise. And we grow in union with God himself. It's not just that we have a gift of wisdom, but we come into union with the very source of wisdom itself, even while we're on this earth, that can begin to happen. Why do we settle for less? Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, says Psalm 34. Taste and see the goodness of God. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts. Reprioritize your lives. Paul to the Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20. Brothers and sisters, watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity. Whatever opportunities there are to draw closer to God, make the most of the opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of God. And I've told you again and again, feed on the Eucharist, feed on his word daily. Look at the commandments, live by the Ten Commandments. These are all ways of God bringing us into his mind, his heart, by the power of his Spirit. These are the avenues, the channels, by which we come into intimacy with God himself. Do not get drunk on wine, in which lies debauchery. Be filled with the Spirit. Address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and playing to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. That's what God's asking of us. Develop in your homes, to the extent that you can, develop in your homes a certain culture of Christianity, of Catholicism. Make sure there are things in your house that remind you of the presence of God. Make sure that the Bible is in a prominent place. Instead of just saying grace, and make sure you do say grace before meals, but perhaps instead of saying grace, the prayer we normally say, perhaps sing a song together, a favorite hymn that you like, a song that's being sung at church. Develop a culture, an atmosphere, an environment of Christianity, of Catholicism. This is part of the way we help ourselves to begin to think differently and live differently and reprioritize. Husbands and wives, build a culture, a Christian culture in your home. Doesn't mean you have to be praying all the time. It's not that. But it's that we know what our priorities are and we live out of them. When there are battles or fights among siblings or husband and wife are having difficulty, we know where to turn for help. Okay, we're both angry at this. Let's turn to the Lord if you can when you're angry. Let's take a break for today and we'll come back to this tomorrow. And in the meantime, let's each of us pray and then we'll pray together tomorrow and come to a solution. You don't have to pray all the time, but to live a Christian life means that God's will, God's law, God's priorities are first. You can develop that little by little in your own relationship as husbands and wives, or if a group of women, a group of men live together, you can foster a true culture. You might be students at a university, those in your dorm, those in your area, those around you. Build a culture right there in the midst that you take 5 minutes at night to pray together. You know where to turn if you're in difficulty, where you need help. Build a culture, a Christian culture, where God and his truths can thrive. And we look at the Gospel of John chapter 6, verses 51 to 58. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Eats it in faith will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. God gives himself. He doesn't just give us advice. He gives us himself when we're in need. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" It's a logical question. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." How much thought do you give to eternal life? Or do you simply say, "Oh, it's morbid to think about my death. I don't want to think about death. I hope it never comes." Brothers and sisters, death will come to all of us, every single one of us. And Scripture is very clear, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, that is that we do it with repentant hearts, that we do it humbly, that we do it seeking his help. It's not just the action, but it's having the right heart and the right distribution, the right spirit. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life. That's the promise of God. I don't know about you, but I want to live forever in the kingdom of God, where every tear will be wiped away, and there'll be no more mourning, no more sorrow, no more pain anymore. For the old order will have passed away, says Scripture. And now all is new. All is new. Not just a new model. All is new, never having been seen before. That's what awaits us. It's not a fairy tale. It's the promise of God. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, that is, lives in me, and I in him. And just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life, fullness of life, eternal life. That's what Jesus is talking about. And you will have it because of me. Whoever eats this bread, the bread of the Eucharist, his body and blood, and believes, and does it with a sincere heart, repenting of your sin, whoever eats this bread will live forever. Come on, brothers and sisters. Let's get clear about this. Get your sights fixed on heaven. You want to live life knowing what your goal is. You want to live this life understanding that you're called to live forever. May it be in the arms of Jesus Christ. May God abundantly bless you and lead you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.